Hey everyone, this is Megan from the city of Fairborn, and you're listening to Rumor Has It, the podcast that is meant to be a different approach to local government and an alternative way to learn about this community and one another. This week, I talk with Penny Davis, who is the office administrator for the city manager, and to be honest, one of the best humans that you will ever meet. Penny does a lot of things here at the city, but one of her responsibilities is overseeing our volunteer boards and committees. So we discuss how citizens like you can be involved on one of our boards or committees. We also discuss what Penny does at the city and what has kept her here for, listen to this, 30 years. That's a long time. And we talk about a whole lot more. So here we go. All right. Well, I am here today with one of the most incredible people we have working here at the city of Fairborn. I'm here with Miss Penny Davis. Penny, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Megan. I appreciate you having me today. Hey, I'm excited.
Good. It's no problem. Penny is, we all call Penny the city mom, mainly because she really is probably one of the best people here. But she literally takes care, I think, of all of us and literally acts like the mom of the city. And not only does she take care of us, but she takes care of the citizens like she's their mom. And like if she's having a bad day, you'd never know it because of just how she acts. So, Penny, I'm so glad that you said yes to being on the podcast.
Absolutely.
But before we get into all the questions that I have for you, for people that might not know who you are, which I feel like that's probably impossible if they have had anything to do with the city in the last 30 years. But if they don't happen to know who you are, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, like who you are, a little bit about your family, what you do outside of here, and some of your hobbies?
Oh, I would love to. I've been married to my husband, Chris, for 35 years, this September, actually. And I have two sisters and one brother. I grew up in Bethel Township. Some of the activities I enjoyed were playing basketball, being in the choir, singing in the ensemble, and being a part of musicals. And I attended a couple of years at Grace College in Winona Lake, Indiana. And my husband and I, we are members of Corvette Troy, and we participate in club activities, numerous parades, including Fairborn's 4th of July parade. So we love that. And we're also active members of Grace Community Church. I love spending time with my family, singing, diamond art painting, and participating in my church's Christmas dessert theater. It's called Heart of the Holidays. And on a side note, I also love playing Mrs. Claus in Fairborn's Holiday Parade. Maybe that's a good retirement job. I don't know.
That's a good gig.
Yes.
So that's why, you know, for one, I kind of said if you didn't know who Penny was, you know, I bet most of you probably, you know, have had some kind of interaction with her because she's always, not only is she always here, but she's always, you know, around during the holidays. And you've probably had some kind of interaction with her during, you know, maybe the 4th of July parade with one of the Corvettes because it's your club that, you know, provides all the cars for our elected officials, which is a huge help. And, you know, so, I mean, you literally have a hand and I feel like toes and fingers in, you know, just about so much of what we do here at the city. And you've worked, you know, so you've been married to Chris for almost 35 years. You've worked for the city for 30 years.
Yes.
I mean, there's only a 5-year gap, Penny, that you've not, you know, been with us. You know, what made you want to work for the city? I mean, like 30 years ago, what made you want to step into this world of municipal government?
So I wasn't even familiar with the city of Fairborn. In the early 1990s, I decided I wanted to learn stenography. I thought, okay, well, that would be neat for court reporting. So I ended up going to the Stenotype Institute in Urbana. And as I was going along there, apparently there was an opening at the city of Fairborn for the council secretary, city council secretary. And the at that time, council minutes were taken on a stenograph machine.
Oh, wow.
So, yes. So the HR department contacted my school, and my teacher told me about the position, which I was very thankful for. So I applied and I got the job. So that's how I got my foot in the door. Huh. So I worked part time in that position for about a year and a half, and a full time opening in police records was available. So I applied for that and worked there for about a year before coming to the city manager's office. So I was so thankful for that. I've enjoyed it. And, you know, something that's kept me here is that I love my job so much. Even as a kid, I wanted to be a secretary.
Oh.
And I love being a part of a team that's moving Fairborn forward and making things better for our citizens.
So you got into the idea of stenography and ended up, you know, here for 30 years later, as, you know, working as, you know, really, I mean, I always basically say you run the show around here because, you know, I feel like you do sometimes. But, you know, I don't always like the word secretary because that's so much more than what you do. I mean, you are one of our office administrators. I mean, you handle a ton of stuff and so much more than really what's in your quote job description. Right. I mean, you do everything, but I mean, there's stuff that cares for, you know, your fellow employees that you do. I mean, you handle our birthdays. Like, you always send out, you know, birthday reminders that, you know, the public doesn't ever, you know, see, but that's, you know, that's something that, you know, concerns us, which is important, right? I mean, we like to celebrate our birthdays.
We do.
You know, you help manage everything for Adopt a Family, which, you know, that's incredibly important to, you know, those individuals that are part of that program for the public. You help manage all the things for the Thanksgiving dinner and the Christmas dinner, which when you're dealing with over 200 plus employees, that can get kind of
A little challenging
and a little chaotic.
Yes.
You know, and I just don't think that, Penny, I don't think you get as much credit as you deserve. And I know that you were most recently given the Employee of the Year Award at the Chamber dinner this past Friday. Yeah, last Friday.
Yes.
And I think that you are one of the most deserving people of that award, just for everything that you do, not only for work, not only for your fellow employees, but for just the community as a whole, because you care for this community and you care for your fellow employees like nobody I've ever seen. You always have a smile on your face, even when you're having a bad day. Nobody ever knows you have a bad day because you're constantly smiling. You constantly are just filled with joy. And I just think that that's such a beautiful thing for people to experience. And I know for my almost 6 years coming up in May that just knowing that you're going to be here, like, that's just made me excited to come to work. And I just think that everybody should have a Penny, you know, at their workplace.
I appreciate that.
I want to talk about, which is why I had you on this podcast, now that we've kind of got some of that stuff out of the way. You also, one of the things that you also handle along with all your other stuff is volunteering. You know, April is National Volunteering Month. At the April, I don't even know what date we are on.
For the proclamation?
Yeah.
Yeah,
a week ago Monday. Yes. So a week ago last Monday. Mm-hmm. You accepted a proclamation about, you know, the volunteering month because of all your work with the volunteers and the boards and the committees. Can you talk a little bit about the work that you do kind of spearheading our volunteers here at the city, and then just some of the volunteering efforts that you do outside of the city?
I absolutely. I would like everybody to know that the city does have 17 volunteer areas. And in that, we have over 80 volunteers, and actually several of them serve in multiple areas. And I felt like that was very impressive. Our volunteers have such passion about what they do. I can see that. I see that over and over again. But we currently have vacancies on some of our boards and committees. So citizens can apply for a board or committee by going to the city's website at fairbornoh.gov, of course, and to submit an application online, or they can stop by the city manager's office to get one, or just give us a call. I can email it to you. Every year we have terms that expire at the end of the year. So in September, in the fall, we'll be advertising for those vacancies. And so that's a good opportunity for citizens to apply. But we accept applications at any time of year. So you're very welcome to contact us if you have interest on there. We have many opportunities. A few of the boards I can mention are the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board, the Mayor's Beautification Committee, the Planning Board, the Board of Zoning Appeals, even opportunities in police, the Police Advisory Board, the Fairborn Citizens Patrol. And we have a host of others, opportunities even in the parks. Mm-hmm. So if you have interest that way, and we can always use help on the 4th of July parade day.
Right.
You want to help out with that. So there are opportunities. Some of the boards meet monthly, some of them less. So depending on how much time you have, and a lot of them meet once a month.
Right.
So for me, for my volunteering, I've been a part of leading Vacation Bible School music for over 20 years at my church. So it must be fun because I keep coming back. I've, in the past, for 9 years, I helped lead a Stepping Out to Cure Scleroderma walk and to raise money for the Scleroderma Foundation. We had just a huge amount of support, and we even advertised our event at Fairborn's 4th of July parade.
Yeah.
So we enjoyed that. And I led a scleroderma support group for the Dayton area for 15 years. And when I was younger, I served on the mission commission at my church and helped lead youth group and was a counselor at church camp. Yeah. So I've had lots of opportunities to volunteer.
Yeah. So you know a little bit about, you know, what it means to volunteer and the importance of it. And,
yes.
You know, there is definitely something to be said for giving of your time, mm-hmm. you know, regardless of whether it's, you know, for your local community in the municipal way or the local government way or, you know, for your local church. You know, but there are so many ways to volunteer, you know, whether it is on one of our boards or committees. Or we have other ways, like we just did an Earth Day cleanup this past week.
That's right.
Or last week, I should say. And we always have other opportunities throughout the year where we have different events that happen, whether it's something like that, where, you know, we may have, you know, something that comes up or we do need volunteers for something. And you know, we have Adopt a Highway opportunities where,
right.
you know, people can volunteer to adopt a highway or just even clean up trash around their area. And we have, you know, the tools available. You know, if you come in, you can get, you know, gloves and trash bags, you know, to come and do that. And so that's another way that they can volunteer. And, you know, just being willing to go out and do that. And it's so important that people understand that, you know, again, these committees don't always meet monthly. Some of them barely, you know, meet, you know, twice a year, depending on, you know, the need, but that their time is valuable and that their decisions that they make are definitely helping the community move forward and the decision processes that go into what we do here. It's very much needed. And so they're very valuable to what we do.
Yes, they are.
So Penny, I just think, you know, the work that goes into that too is monumentous or monumentous. I don't think that's a word. Monumental. There we go.
Yes.
So it's definitely not a small task to kind of organize those volunteers and kind of get them all in order. And
yes,
every time I see the list come out, I'm like, man, do we have a ton of volunteers?
I know, when you count them up, it's a lot.
Yeah, it sure is. So I'll put a list of all of the volunteer options, at least for the boards and committees, along with the show notes when I put this out there, so that everybody can be aware.
Yeah,
we'll make sure that happens. So outside of volunteering, outside of kind of what you do, what has been the biggest challenge in your 30 years working at the city?
So I would say that the biggest challenge is probably change.
Yeah.
Because it can be hard sometimes, professionally and personally. You know, even on our lives outside of the city, change sure. can be hard. It can be good, too. But change in leadership sometimes can make you anxious about the unknown, especially if it's brand new people coming in, because yeah. you're not sure what to expect. But I have to tell you that, like, all of my bosses and city council members and things, they have been great and have made the transition easy.
Yeah.
And I think going into it with a positive attitude is good, because if you're thinking, oh, this is going to be terrible, I don't know what's going to happen, you go with it, and things always work out.
Yeah. Do you know off the top of your head how many mayors?
Oh, yeah, I think it's 10.
10 mayors?
10 mayors and 6 city managers.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible that you've been around that long.
Yeah, but each of them have been unique and have their own way of doing things.
Sure.
But I feel like that all of them have been supportive of me and wanted me to excel both professionally and personally. And
right.
and they've been a great encouragement to me in that way.
Yeah. And, you know, I think at the end of the day, when your focus, you know, is one, just doing your job and doing it to the best of your ability and having a great attitude about what you're doing and focusing on, you know, making this place a better place to be, you know, it's hard to argue with that. And you know, you bring that every time you walk in the door. So yeah. Again, I don't know how anybody can argue with that.
Yeah, I do my best.
Yep. So what has been the biggest blessing in 30 years?
So I was thinking about that. A couple of things. First, the friendships I've made with fellow employees, because, and I've thought this for a long time, we care about each other more than just coworkers, about our families, or if we have hard things going on, or, you know, the blessings, the celebrations that we can be happy with them about. I feel like we're truly a family here. I always call it my Fairborn family.
Right.
Because at the banquet, I was anxious to share my personal family with my Fairborn people, my Fairborn family. And then the second thing is I've had a lot of leadership opportunities here that have taken me way out of my comfort zone. And that's actually been good for me, because it's made me more confident in myself as a person. And you can't put a value on that.
Right.
So that was very helpful.
Yeah. I think going back to, you know, your Fairborn family, you know, I mean, it yeah. really is. We're here with each other at least 8 hours a day. You know, some days more, depending on, you know, if we have a meeting or, you know, a council retreat, you know, or whatever else we're doing. And so, you know, you've really got to, I would say, like each other, but I mean,
right.
You know, it's like a family, you know, some are easier to deal with than others. Right. I mean,
that's right.
You know, when it all comes down to it, we are a family. And, you know, I'm proud to tell you all about my kids.
Yeah.
You know, I'm proud to know about, you know, how your family's doing and to learn, you know, about how everybody else is doing. And I think, you know, for me, that's got to be one of the bigger blessings too, is I know that, you know, if something happens, I can always you know, call somebody here.
That's right.
And, you know, say, hey, I could really use some help. Mm-hmm. And you just don't get that everywhere. And I know, I think that's, I mean, you hit the nail on the head there. And, you know, that's definitely, you know, something that I'll always hold, you know, close is not every workplace has that. And
yeah, when you can see that. Look forward to coming into work every day.
Absolutely.
That means a lot.
Yeah.
It shows, well, 30 years right. shows that you do enjoy what you do.
Right. You know, and to get, you know, if something happens in your life and you get excited and you want to tell people at work about it, you know, like I got those goofy air plants yesterday and I was really excited to show to show you guys this morning of like, you know, I got them in, you know, and I did what they needed to do and I got them in my plant, you know, my holders this morning. And it's just the little things.
It is.
You know, it's just being a part of this family. And, you know, there's just not a place that I have worked at that has been able to replicate this. And I think that's what makes this place really special.
I agree totally with you.
Well, is there anything else that I forgot that you want to make sure you add?
I would just encourage everyone to consider volunteering for whatever your passion is, yeah. whether it's at the city, for your church, you know, for a different organization, just to volunteer because you're putting your focus on other people. Yep. And that really gives you a good feeling. And for me, you know, my heart tells me to love others. And that's what you're doing when you're volunteering, because that's what Jesus did. So that's what that's what I want to emulate, to be more like him and love others.
Yeah. Yeah. You gotta put your focus, you know, not on yourself all the time, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's why volunteering is good. And
yep.
Again, it's helpful for, you know, multiple reasons. It, you know, again, when you can focus on our volunteer opportunities here, you know, you gotta put the focus on, you know, helping the community and making this community better, in whatever way that looks like for, you know, that individual. And I think that's important. So Penny, it has been an absolute joy, not only to work with you for the last 6 years, but man, however long you choose to work here, I hope it's for another 30, but I know for you, yeah. that is probably not going to be the case, but
might be on my walker,
but for as long as I'm here, man, I hope, that it is for a long time. But it's been just a joy and I'm excited for many years to come. So thank you so much for being willing to be on the podcast with me today.
Yeah. And thank you so much for having me. It was a great opportunity and I love sharing about volunteering with our citizens. Thank you, Megan.
All right. I have a few updates. I think there's about 7. It might sound like a lot, but it really isn't. So we're going to get right to it. First one is summer programs and summer camps. They are out and able to be registered for. So summer camps, they are 8-week programs for kids and teens. So no adults on these. And you can look at them on the website and you can register for them on the parks sign up and registration pages. The summer programs, they are for preschool through adult. They are on the park site. I don't have them on the website yet because we still have spring programs that are still running. So when the spring programs end, we'll get the summer programs up and running. But you can also see the summer programs on the park site and start registering for them currently. The next one is CPR classes. If you need to be registered for CPR, if you need to update your CPR certification, you can do that through our fire department for $25. They will teach you CPR. And if you need to also learn first aid, they can do that as well. So they have classes throughout the year where you can learn how to do CPR. They teach it through a company called ASHI. It's not a very long class. It's one time taught at Station 2 out off of Commerce Center Boulevard. So you can check out the fire department page on our C website, and it will link you to the registration page for that information. So CPR classes, first aid classes taught by our fire department, $25. That is mainly for the certification card that you will receive, and you will be good to go. Our next update is on the DYS construction, the Dayton Yellow Springs construction project. That is a 4-month project. It's not a very long project. And if you've not been out in front of the high school on the overpass of 675 or headed out to Kroger, it's a little congested. And just please be patient as this project is working and moving forward. They are replacing the concrete basically from the ground up. So it will take some time for them to do this. They've got things down to one lane. It's the only way for them to do this. So just again, please be patient as they continue to move through this project. But it's a 4-month project, so it will be done in due time. So we're working hard. So that is the construction on Dayton Yellow Springs Road. The next one is an update on Broad Street. So good news there, they're paving this week. So that project is moving along as well. It's always good when paving is happening. So those are the two major construction projects happening. So again, DYS, it's a 4-month project. They're moving right along with that one. Broad Street, they're paving. It's always good news to hear that. So we have a Shred It event happening on May 7th at the Fairborn Senior Center from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. And the items accepted are documents, so any kind of paper documents. And you don't have to take, you know, them out of anything if they've got paper clips, if they have, you know, if they're in like little binders or those curled up, you know, bindings, that's fine. Just leave them in that. Because they'll accept that. But documents, hard drives, they're doing an e shred this time. So hard drives, laptops, desktops, flat screen TVs only, and flat screen monitors only, as long as they're 35 inches or smaller. So flat screen TVs and flat screen monitors only. So nothing that is, you know, kind of an old school monitor or an old school TV. So they have to be 35 inches or smaller, and flat screen TVs, flat screen monitors, hard drives, laptops, desktops, and documents. So, Shredded event, May 7th, Fairborn Senior Center from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. Two more. Community movie night. We posted about it earlier this week. May 31st, 7 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. at Central Park by the YMCA. The movie Migration will be on the screen. It looks pretty adorable, if you ask me. Kai Yoga will be doing free yoga in the park at 7 p.m. The Glen Helen Raptor Center is going to hold a demonstration at 8 p.m. There's going to be family-friendly activities through our mobile rec truck and the Parks Department. There's going to be music and a DJ. Free popcorn will be available. The splash pad is going to be open. Two food trucks will be there. The Claiborne Grill and the Happy Day Cafe. And in case it rains, not in case, if it happens to rain, there we go, everything will move into the YMCA. So again, community movie night, May 31st, 7 to 11:30 p.m., and we're going to be watching Migration with a ton of other fun activities. And last but not least, the Farmers Market will begin next Wednesday, May 1st, which is super exciting. We have a great farmers market with a lot of wonderful vendors. So from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Every Wednesday from May to October, we'll be out there at the farmers market, which is at Main Street Commons. I'm trying to remember the address. 103 West Main, I believe, is the farmers market. And it's in the former Fifth Third lot where we have most of our events. And the only caveat is the last Wednesday of the month will be our night market, and that moves to 3 p.m. to 7 p.m., and we'll have a food truck there, and you can shop the vendors as well. So Farmers Market begins next Wednesday, May 1st, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. every Wednesday, except the last Wednesday of the month, it moves to a night market, 3 p.m. to 7 p.m., and we'll post about that information either later this week or early next week so you don't forget. So those are all of my announcements. And again, I just want to thank Penny for joining me on the podcast this week. She is a beautiful human and just been a pleasure to work with for my last almost 6 years here. And I wish everybody could have a Penny in their life, because she is wonderful. So I want to thank you for joining us this week on Rumor Has It. And make sure to visit us at rss.com/podcasts/rumorhasit. Or you can find us and visit us wherever you listen to your podcast. We would love it if you would give us a review or simply tell a friend about the show. That would help us out a lot. So, all right, that is about it. And we will talk with you next week. See you later. Bye.